The Constitution of the United States is predicated on the Declaration of Independence, which says that our rights come from the Creator. And the first one of those rights enumerated in the Declaration is the right to life. But abortion rights are at war with the right to life. One of the defenders of human life in our time is Jim Hardin, the CEO of Compass Care, a pro-life ministry. Last year, their ministry was attacked, and that has happened to many other crisis pregnancy centers, maybe not as damaging as happened to them. We've already discussed this in previous discussions. Nonetheless, there's ongoing attack against the pro-life cause. This is what we're going to talk about right now. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Jim Hardin joins us on this portion of Vocal Point. Jim, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Sure. The last time you and I spoke, I think they might have had a suspect for the first time. But for those not familiar with your story and what happened to your particular center, please tell us about that. And by the way, it's my understanding that there have been more than about 100 attacks. And if you include churches, mostly Catholic churches, the total number would be about 300. And all of this roughly since the time that the Roe v. Wade decision of the Supreme Court was overturned in the Dobbs case.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're looking at over 310 attacks on pro-life entities and people since this illegal and very unprecedented release of a Supreme Court full draft opinion, essentially overturning Roe. And, you know, it's interesting that your initial monologue talked about the rights enumerated and how we have a right to life, and that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. The first, of course, being the right to life that presupposes all other rights, by the way. You can't have any other rights if you don't have life to live them. And so, you know, we've got these attacks on pro-life people, Compass Care being one of them. Compass Care's pro-life pregnancy center network is a medical network in New York State. We've helped over 650 pregnancy centers across the country become more effective. That are using our services and our systems and our materials. But our service operation is in the abortion capital of the United States and the world, New York and New York City. We were attacked shortly after the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Oh, wait, excuse me. I thought you were based in the Buffalo area. But obviously that's part of New York State. But do you have a chapter or something in New York City too?
Yeah, we're actually building services right now in New York City, and we've got statewide and nationwide telecare that we serve patients.
So you're kind of going into the belly of the beast, so to speak. Okay, so what happened in the Buffalo, you know, your Buffalo facility last year? Where it was basically firebombed in the middle of the night.
Yeah, we were firebombed. There were multiple perpetrators. They essentially issued an ultimatum after the first firebombing in Madison, Wisconsin. They said, shut down or else. This is going to happen to you. You got 30 days. And on day 30, of course, we're not going to shut down. They firebombed us. Again, multiple perpetrators, multiple Molotov cocktails. They've caused $500,000 of damage. They injured two firefighters trying to put out the blaze. We had to hire our own private investigators to do the investigation because the FBI slow walked the investigation. It took them 5 weeks just to review our video surveillance. Meanwhile, you've got the FBI, according to whistleblowers coming out of the FBI, saying that they were targeting the investigative power on pro-life people and pregnancy centers instead of looking for the people that are actually attacking us and firebombing us. This is a bona fide domestic terror attack from Antifa. Jane's Revenge is a front group for Antifa, we now know. And we were attacked subsequently with a graffiti attack similar to what's been going on across the country, using Jane's Revenge style red graffiti, saying that we're, you know, with a big on our sign, they called us liars, which is a typical you know, thing that's leveled against us, where they call, there's pro-abortion people are calling pro-life pregnancy centers liars, that were misleading women, harming women, terrorizing women. And we're, of course, found this particular person as well as somebody else. And they were, we gave that to the police. The police actually did arrest these two people. One of them was indicted by the Erie County, the county that where Buffalo is residing. She was indicted. She pled guilty. But this is a bona fide FACE Act violation, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. And Attorney General Merrick Garland said that if he could find somebody that was perpetrating these crimes against pro-life pregnancy centers, he would indict them. But of course, that's why he was being interviewed, is because that the FBI and the DOJ refused to indict and investigate violent crimes against pregnancy centers. Well, we found somebody, and he refuses to indict. So does Kristen Clark. Kristen Clark is the assistant U.S. Attorney General under Merrick Garland, and she is vehemently opposed to pro-life pregnancy centers. And it's no wonder that they haven't been investigating or indicting anybody. So
okay, wait. Let me just interrupt you real fast. Suppose somebody had done, such damage to a Planned Parenthood facility, thus violating also the FACE Act. What would have happened then? Likely.
Well, we don't have to suppose. We know exactly what they would do because it happened twice. They within hours, put together a federal joint task force for law enforcement, identified all the evidence, did a forensic analysis, and found the guy within 4 days. He was indicted and he's now in jail. And rightly so, by the way. I'm just telling you that they know who these people are and they have the best forensic technology known to man. They can find these people using the charred remains of a log purchased at Walmart. Okay, and we've got more information than that. We've got more forensic evidence that they can pursue than that. We know they know who these people are. It's happening all across the country. They're not hiding. It's a concerted effort. They have philosophies. They're Maoist, Marxists, Antifa people seeking to dismantle and destroy the Judeo-Christian free market framework that the nation state system is built upon. They're attacking pregnancy centers because they believe that we're enslaving women to the old kind of Christian system, and that's absolutely absurd. But Kristen Clark, who's the assistant U.S. Attorney General, has Antifa sympathies. We know that. She doesn't even hide it. She's a known BLM Antifa supporter. She's known for supporting defunding the local police. And they're all for centralizing power and weaponizing government and using law like a legal buffet to attack the disfavored pro-life people. So we had to hire our own private investigators. We're getting good results there. We've got several people that we're looking at as potential, people who have done the actual terror attacks. So we'll see what happens. But we're not going to stop providing services to women who are in dire need simply because we've got a bunch of Marxist Maoists out there looking to destroy America. We think that all people are made in the image of God. This is the primary belief that drives pro-lifers. We believe that all people are made in the image of God and therefore equally valuable without qualification, without partiality. That is our belief. That is the truth. And that is the basis for all civilized order. And that is the only basis for a free constitutional rule of law. That is the only belief that stands between a free constitutional rule of law and a tyranny. It's absolutely incumbent upon all citizens to recognize that the attacks on pro-life people are really just a flashpoint, a representation of a sickness of society. And I think it's connected to what's going on with all these mass shootings. The fact that we've been teaching our children for 4 or 5 generations now that they're just a little smarter, accidentally, by the way, than the animals. And so we're surprised when they treat each other like that. Instead, we ought to be teaching our children the truth, that we're made just a little lower than God, because then we can start treating each other with that same level of dignity that's so absolutely essential to a free, civilized society.
Okay, so help me to understand, in your particular case where your Buffalo facility was damaged, causing hundreds of thousands of dollars, as I understand it. In fact, you could even tell us the dollar amount. Where are the two perpetrators that were involved in attacking your clinic?
They're at large. They are free. They are scot-free.
But they and the law enforcement, the Department of Justice knows who they are. They know their address. They're not running away, to your knowledge?
According to our private investigators, they believe the law enforcement knows exactly who they are and where they are. They're sitting on a mountain of evidence. We're talking about cell phone records. We're talking about video surveillance, not just ours. they have multiple leads that they let go cold. We had to file a lawsuit against the local police department to get our own video surveillance back so that we could give it to our private investigators to do the work. And they said, we're sorry, we let all the leads have gone cold. We gave them one lead. They arrested them. She gave them two more leads. They didn't even bother to follow up on them because the work schedule for them was too strange. Work schedule. I mean, I didn't think a work schedule of a perpetrator who firebombs places is any concern the police department. But you know, this is how we're being treated. We're being treated like second class citizens because we believe all people need to be protected equally under the law, 14th Amendment, and that apparently is a threat to certain people in the upper echelons of federal government and law enforcement.
Okay, so you're saying that even though it's been identified, the perpetrators of that firebombing causing hundreds of thousands of dollars in this damage for this pro-life ministry, they're basically going scot-free because they're pro-abortion and the government is in favor, the government personnel are in favor of that kind of mentality as opposed to the pro-life mentality. And by the way,
that's correct.
You know, I mean, the FBI, it was revealed, I guess, that some strong pro-life Catholics or something like that were viewed as domestic terrorists. That's unbelievable.
Yes. That's right. And they're treating them as domestic terrorists. And the FBI has, it's been identified that the FBI has actually developed a plan and was executing the plan to surveil pro-life Catholics all across the country. And they're using the FACE Act, Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, as kind of like a Stalinistic Article 58 to turn the investigative and indicting power of the government on pro-life people to quell their First Amendment religious freedoms and freedoms of speech. So there have been 38 indictments on peaceful pro-life people by the DOJ this past year in 2022 and 2023. And you compare that to how many people have been indicted for crimes against the 310 crimes against pro-lifers. Well, nobody's been convicted of a FACE Act violation for crimes against pro-lifers. Nobody. What? Why not? That's what I'm saying. I think the FACE Act is unconstitutional on its face and ought to be repealed. However, though, if it is the law of the land, it needs to be enforced equally and not, I don't know.
We really have two standards of justice in America.
That's exactly it. We do. And I'd say, justice is no longer blind when the government can pick and choose, who they're going to enforce the law against. They're giving tacit approval to violence against pro-life people. In fact, just the other day, October 24th, the DOJ found and indicted a man for attempting to throw Molotov cocktails at a church that was hosting an LGBTQ drag queen show. And, the statements that that Kristen Clark made against this firebomber were amazingly moral statements. And it was my wish that she could say that, against anybody who tries to firebomb anybody. I mean, it's just not how civilized societies work, but they're giving tacit approval by not investigating and by not indicting these criminals that are perpetrating violence against pro-lifers to that kind of violence. They're okay with some kinds of violence and not okay with other kinds of violence as long as it happens to meet with their political agenda. It's absolutely reprehensible.
Okay, we have enough time for your website and maybe a 15-second closing thought. Here's your website, compasscarecommunity.com. Jim Hardin, you have the final word, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think on the lead-up to the 2024 presidential election, people need to be praying and thinking about how we can rehumanize society.
Beginning with remembering the unborn. Thank you very much for being with us. All the best, Jim.
My pleasure. Thank you.